Darren Lyons. He's Australian, and he is one of the world's foremost paparazzi photographers. He was in Dubai a few days ago, and I caught up with him. And we're going to hear the interview now because it's very, very timely. He made his name and indeed built a business as a paparazzi photographer, and we hear some of his stories from what some would say are the good old days or the bad old days of paparazzi photographer before the death of Diana, Princess of Wales. He also talks about how that business model is dying and some interesting insights about the death of print media and the rise of online media. His photographic agency isn't doing so well at the moment, but his website, MrPaparazzi.com, is doing quite well. Crucially, though, after a few minutes, we get his thoughts on the ethics of paparazzi photography. And I think this weekend, it's particularly relevant. Here he is, Darren Lyons.
Well, look, I think that you're right about Mr. Murdoch. I do think that, and yes, incredibly a brilliant man when it comes to the traditional publishing. There is no doubt traditional publishing is dying. I mean, if you look at young people today, they're getting their information in a totally different way. They're not buying a newspaper. And yes, they're buying a magazine when they go on holiday or get on an aeroplane, but they're not really reading it in the office. They're reading celebrity breaking news in their offices during their lunch break. That's when our peak period is. That's when 2 million people every day are getting their celebrity fix. The business model will come. I think it's about we are going through a huge revolution in terms of the media business today. I think that the business model will eventually happen. Some brain box will come up with it. Advertising must grow. Corporates are spending more and more money online. And prices just have to rise. There is absolutely no doubt about that. Subscription-based models have really up to now have failed unless you've got something important, something incredibly exclusive the world wants to see. I see with our version of it that I think we will have some incredible special images that actually people are going to pay-per-view. And in fact, selling it for $1 million to The Sun or $250,000 to The Sun, I think if 10 million people at 10p a time or 10 cents a time want to view it, of course, it's an agency becoming its own publisher. And that's where I think the future is. New brands, not the traditional brands. You look at the Daily Mail. Daily Mail Online has captured the world in terms of news. It's done an amazing job. But really on the balance sheet, if you look at it, it's still not making money. It's only because it's where it's placed on the stock exchange that it looks as if it has a great value. But really, the value still, I agree with you, has to be turned into hard dollars and hard cents.
Let's just remind ourselves about the good old days, or the bad old days, if you like. You founded your paparazzi agency, 20 years ago, Big Pictures.
That's
and,
right.
And it got some of the world's greatest photographs, and it made you a wealthy man, didn't it? Just talk us through that journey and the old model.
Well, it's been an incredible journey. You know, when I left Australia I remember coming through Dubai, you know, a long time ago for the first time and seeing Dubai rise, but then arriving in London at the tender age of 22 and really walking from Victoria Station to Wapping to try and get that first job and actually quite shunned by a lot of publishers at the time. I just so happened to bump into Rupert Murdoch going into the lift and went up, had the interview with the picture editor. He goes, "Oh, I think a local newspaper would be great for you, although your portfolio is fantastic." All of a sudden, the red phone, a bit like Superman and Jimmy Olsen, rings out. Someone taps on the window and says, "The hotline has gone off." Came back in and said, "You start tomorrow." So it's been right place, right time. But I'm a true believer in there's no such thing as luck. You make your own. I did 2 tours of Bosnia with the Daily Mail. I shifted round Fleet Street. And then really, that was the first to commercialise huge celebrity specific paparazzi images. I used to go out and work 24/7 at nights at the clubs, then on the weekends, and I couldn't believe the money that the newspapers and magazines were paying for this stuff globally. So it was a business that grew like an absolute bushfire. It's the only way to describe it. I think in the Diana years, I would say it was, I think I liken it in my book, Mr. Paparazzi, is my life as the most outrageous celebrity photographer with the hair and everything else. I think it was like a slot machine going off in the room, you know, every 10 minutes. And that's what it was like. It was a frenetic place. I've got to tell you, the same about that today is totally different. It is a very different marketplace today. It's the most depressed in the last 2 years that I've ever seen the media business. Yes, there are the odd exclusive that sells for a lot of money, but you're talking, you know, I had three images over a space of that 20 years that compiled into $1 million sets of pictures. So
talk to me about those images.
Yeah, well, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt was one specifically that the rumours of on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Pitt, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, when he was married to Jennifer Aniston, of course. And we got some incredible information that they were meeting in Africa at a very private location. And, the boys I sent over there, two of my staff photographers, were lying in wait amongst the wilderness with lions and God knows what waiting to grab them. All of a sudden, Angelina turned up and 24 hours, Brad Pitt flew in a Cessna, and it was only 5 minutes we got them on the beach, which... That was a frenetic bidding war by the US publications, People Magazine, Us Magazine, and The Enquirer, which eventually, you know, got up to the $1 billion mark. And it was then, you know, on top of that, global sales. The other was, of course, Diana. You know, it was one of those situations that Diana did entrust in certain people that she would work with. I was lucky enough to I suppose, be at the end of several amount of tip-offs via aides of the Princess of Wales at that time, where she really wanted and needed the publicity, which grew her brand globally and competed against her husband very successfully. At that time, that was her way of internal royal warfare, you one might say, with the press and with the paparazzi. So, and the other was the famous David Becker, Rebecca Luce scenario, which was worked on for over 7 months, but with the former editor of the News of the World, and that was a huge operation. But it was one of those situations that made a tremendous amount of money and captured the world's celebrity gazes, one might say, by storm.
One element of what's changed about your business is the business model, okay? And you know all about that. You know all about the decline of print and the emergence of online and the difficulty monetizing that. But another issue is ethics, isn't it? Talk to me about how you've wrestled with some of the ethical dilemmas about being a paparazzi photographer, making money out of revealing these secrets.
Well, I think what most people don't know, I think myself have huge relationships with some of the most famous people in the world. Very good friends of mine. I always worked on the basis of the friendly paparazzi. We work with celebrities, not necessarily against celebrities. I mean, a lot of the modern day paparazzi people see online in their magazines and newspapers are very, very much a PR subject. It is very much organized by celebrities, their management and PRs these days. There is absolutely no question of that. And I was one of the pioneers of that, without question. Ethically, I believe all publicity is good publicity. I'm a great believer in it. Is paparazzi has been one of the greatest tools in the world for famous people, and I've got to tell you, if you're not coming to your wedding and being followed around Los Angeles with 15 helicopters and 4 fire engines and a fleet of police cars, well, you know what, you're not really worth knowing. So I think the celebrities, unfortunately, there's a real balance between celebrities using the media and desperate for it, and then all of a sudden when they're caught in the act doing something they shouldn't be, they want to switch it off. And I don't agree with this at all. I think you're a public figure. You in a public place. I'm not talking about a private place. I'm very strict on my code of ethics. I've been brought up with incredible ethics in my life through my family and through my parents. I just think that you can't have it one way and switch it off the other way. I do think paparazzi is very important to a celebrity genre. I think it's very important to a celebrity's a PR scenario. I think that you've got to have it. If you want to sell records, if you want to make movies, if you want to be famous, you've got to look famous to be famous. And without that, you've got to be photographed. I mean, the classic story after the Princess of Wales died, when George Clooney walked down that that red carpet to the New York premiere 3 or 4 days after she had died. From his comments, which have been proven to be completely wrong over the history of time and through the courts, that, you know, the paparazzi killed Diana, was all the photographers put their cameras down in protest. Now, all of a sudden, it's a real worry for a movie producer that's put, you know, $100 million into a movie and it's going to get no publicity because no one's going to watch it. It is a magic circle. It is. I call it almost a. It is a wheel that must be turned by photographers, and without stars and without people photographing stars, the celebrity world will wilt and die.